This is StoryBrand, the ultimate guide to effective branding. Learn about strategies and techniques on how to get notice and successfully market your brand in the digital world. Written by Max Soukas. Read by Todd Studer. Introduction. We marketers have it really hard these days. We are all targeting the same group of people with the same basic product offerings, and sometimes even at the same time. This is especially true for the world of online marketing. Some may find our efforts informative or even amusing. Others are downright annoyed and seek out every possible way to silence the noisy atmosphere we have created as we compete with each other. To make matters worse, many of the promotions online are fictitious and have left our target market overly skeptical about everything they see online. Many of them have actually suffered serious financial loss, and as a result of the tactics of unscrupulous marketers. In fact, less than 25% of all consumers actually trust advertisements they see online. Just think about how negatively this will affect your sales. But do not despair. Building a recognizable brand is within your reach if you are willing to learn how to play your cards right. Marketing a business or brand online has become one of the most popular ways for entrepreneurs to reach their target audience. Gone are the days when a good billboard and a couple of well-designed posters would be enough to get you on the map. If you do not take the time to establish your brand's online presence, it can easily become forgotten or overshadowed by its competitors. Keeping ahead of the game now means carefully integrating online marketing into your overall marketing strategy, and thus building a brand that needs no introduction. The truth is, marketing your brand online is not an overly complicated task, but like any other skill, you must take the time to learn as much as you can about the task at hand and the best way to achieve the desired results. Thankfully, you have purchased this audiobook, which means you are well on your way to building a successful brand. Chapter 1. Carefully define your brand and all that it represents. Your brand represents a unique promise that you make to every single one of your customers and potential customers. It is the consistency of this promise and the overall quality of the delivery of this promise that will encourage your customers to be loyal to your brand. Getting your customers to become loyal to your brand is the only real way to make your brand successful. But in order for your promise to be effective, it must be distinct and clearly distinguishable from the many other promises your potential clients will encounter. What kind of promise is your brand making? Who is your brand making this promise to? Why is your brand promise different from everyone else's? Why should anyone believe your promise? At a glance, the task of defining your brand may appear quite simple, but please do not be fooled. The golden arches of McDonald's and the Nike swoosh did not become what they are in a day. These and other successful brands are the products of careful research, distinctly defined boundaries, and a comprehensive marketing strategy. The result of all this hard work is that each customer and potential customer knows exactly what these brands represent. Have you ever walked into a McDonald's to order a purchase of pepperoni pizza? Will anyone in their right mind drive to Nike to pick up a pair of ruby red stilettos? Of course not. That is the result of these brands being so carefully defined that we know exactly what to expect and what these brands can deliver. Customers are far more likely to be loyal to a brand that sends a clear message or has a distinct voice. The first step to defining your brand is to think carefully about and documenting what your business is good at. You can make use of SWOT analysis to outline the major strengths and weaknesses of your business. It goes without saying that your brand should represent the strengths or core functions of your business. This will require some amount of honest self-evaluation. Some entrepreneurs fall into the trap of aiming to be good at everything or doing too many things at the same time. Even worse is trying to make a universal product or service that has no specific target audience. The result of this kind of strategy would be a brand that is not well defined and will not encourage brand loyalty. Trying to target everybody and doing everything will force you to spread your resources too thin. The easiest way to get nothing done is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?